This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. The United States is sending an aircraft carrier group to the Middle East ahead of schedule. This comes after concerns Iran may be planning an attack against American or allied targets. The U.S. military action marked a further step in sharply rising tensions between the Trump administration and the Islamic Republic. Here's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Monday.
Our objective is to get the Islamic Republic of Iran to behave like a normal nation. When they do that, we will welcome them back. If part of that president said we're happy at the right time, if there's a negotiation that needs to take place, we're happy to engage in that as well.
Israeli journalist Barak Ravid reports the Mossad intelligence agency alerted the U.S. that Iranian elements may be preparing for a strike. China says its negotiators are preparing to travel to the United States for their next round of trade talks this week, despite President Donald Trump's threats of higher tariffs. In his tweet on Sunday, Trump said he would increase tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods from 10% to 25% this Friday. VOA spoke to Phil Levy, senior fellow on the global economy at the Chicago Council on Global Affairs.
It's a threat that he's made before, and he was bluffing. So we've had a deadline that looked very much like this deadline that was for January 1st, one for March 1st, and both of those went by the wayside. This one has a much shorter lead time, and we'll see if he means it.
Pompeo met with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov on Monday. The meeting comes amid tensions between the two countries over Venezuela, with both top diplomats stressing they do not want foreign military intervention in the country. More international headlines on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.